Bob Schieffer, CBS Chief Washington Correspondent and the host of Face the Nation, joins us this time each week. Bob, there's no shortage of things going on. In fact, so many extraordinary events. The Petraeus scandal, Benghazi, the fiscal cliff as negotiations get underway today, and this renewed fighting in the Middle East has everyone also anxious about that. What's going on here?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot is going on here. You know, I was thinking about this as I was waiting to talk to you. You know, we all kind of thought, well, we get through the debates and then we get through the election and then we'd all have a little time off here. It's been anything but. I mean, it's just nonstop news around the clock. Of course, the big deal today, General Petraeus is coming up to the Hill to testify on what's happening in Benghazi and all these stories going on around that. And then, of course, on top of that, you've got this threat of war breaking out in Israel, the rockets going across the border. And, you know, we've almost overlooked the fact that today is the day that President Obama is going to meet with the congressional leaders about that little story called the fiscal cliff. Something's going to have to be done there before the end of the year or everybody's taxes go up and you have these severe cuts right across the federal budget from the most vital defense programs to social programs. I just try to breathe deeply and get a breath.
Well, the negotiations on the fiscal cliff debate were really going to be under a microscope, and I wonder if maybe a little less attention minute by minute because of all these other things will make it easier to get a deal on that.
Well, you know, you may be right about that. You may be absolutely right about that, because I felt from the beginning, you know, that so far both sides have been negotiating in public, and that's the way it always is with the opening gambit on these things. But if they're going to get a deal that works, it's going to have to be done behind closed doors. They're going to have to agree on it and then come out, I think, and announce it. This, you know, just trading shots back and forth in public, not many deals are struck that way. And maybe you're right here. I don't suppose anyone would wish it this way. We wouldn't want it to be this way, but the reality may take over here, and maybe that'll be the thing that'll give it a little boost.
Some are really deeply concerned that what's happening now between Hamas and Israel could lead to something much larger, bringing in parties that could include Iran, and obviously that puts a lot of pressure on the United States from that standpoint.
You know, this whole situation in the Middle East, it comes and it goes, and we've had all these other things that have caught our attention. But that problem never goes away, and it is still unresolved, and you're absolutely right. Any one of these things, I mean, in Syria is the same situation. Everybody has a hand in this. Everybody has some skin in this game. And it's a very, very difficult problem where you can only hope that they can do something here on this to tamp this thing down. But this could be extremely serious. There's no question about it.
Mike. What do you have coming up on Face
the Nation? Well, we're going to talk to John McCain, who seems to be in a little dispute with the White House over whether or not Susan Rice might be the right person to be Secretary of State. And both Senator McCain and Lindsey Graham was on Face the Nation last week talking about this very thing. The president seems to have dug his heels in on this, but so too have Senator McCain and Senator Graham. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and also this investigation into what was it that happened in Benghazi. You know, we're still nobody really knows yet, and that's what these hearings on the Hill are about. So we have more than enough to talk about.
I don't know. I'm thinking the Mayans were right, Bob. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks.
CBS News, Bob Schieffer.